we're going to move into the A-League predictions? Or?
Yes.
Sweet. All right. I think we've all got our ladders done.
Yeah.
By the way, if any of the Twitter folk are listening, yeah, this is different. I've changed my expectations just upon the abuse that Tomo gave me on Messenger
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it wasn't even that bad. Clem, do you want to start for us?
Yeah, and I've got a very, you know, typical eye rolling one to start off with. I've got Melbourne City first, so I mean, it's pretty hard to go past them with the way they've gone in the last couple of seasons, and I think they'll keep it up. And I think Matthew Lecky is just such a big sort of capture for them. In the off season, I've always been a big Matthew Lecky fan when he was at the Socceroos and overseas. So just the fact that he's back in the A League, back in his hometown Melbourne, it's going to be very exciting. I've got Perth Glory second.
Jeez.
Maybe I'm getting a bit carried away.
Bit of Sturridge fever.
Bit of Sturridge fever, even though, you know, he's a Liverpool boy. But, yeah, he was out of the wilderness kind of bit, Sturridge. I mean, he was
He got banned for betting. Like, he got his contract terminated in Turkey for, like, betting.
Oh, okay.
I think he was banned for, like, 6 months. But, like, obviously, it's been a year since that. So, yeah, there you go. Yeah. So.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah, because as I was saying,
nobody would mention that because he hadn't really
heard too much about him recently. But yeah, some guys like Brandon O'Neill's gone back to Perth as well. I've always been a big fan of him. You've got Brad Jones as well, who's obviously had a very good career and gone through some tough times. So it's good to sort of have him back in Australia as well. Third, I've got Sydney FC as well. Got to give them a bit of love, you know, standard. They've done as we've seen, they've been so consistent over the years, and I think that will be no different. I think maybe I'm not too sure about the Elvis signing, but we'll see how that goes in the course of the season. And I've got Wanderers to finish fourth as well. Obviously, I don't really, you know, going back to 2016 now, you've got to have a team, but don't really have an A-League team. But I think the Wanderers always have a really soft spot for the Wanderers, and I just want them to do well. And I want to see, you know, I just love seeing the Wanderers do well, fans in the crowd and pumping up. So I'm hoping they'll finish top four. So I've got them top four. I've got Melbourne Victory fifth. So they've had quite a fair few, big signings during the off season.
Like Popo's been very busy during the off season.
Yeah, so you've obviously got Spira who's come back, and then, you know, Jason Davidson. So you've got some big Socceroos that have had World Cup experience essentially. I'm not 100% convinced because I do see some people think, you know, Victory they'll be up there, but I guess it's all about chemistry and gelling well, but And I've got Adelaide just sneaking in for the finals as well.
I did actually. I told Neil that last week on the show that I'm very bullish on potentially an Adelaide or Central Coast.
I'm just not on Adelaide because, like, you let go of LZ, who's quite good.
Yeah.
Ryan Strain's gone to Israel. I feel like it's not a case of them being worse. It's a case of other teams being better. Mm. I don't know. It's my opinion. It's my two cents. Yeah.
I'll fast forward through the rest of it. Got Mariners 7th, Jets 8th, MacArthur 9th, Raw 10th, Western United 11th, and then I've got Wellington to finish last. So,
jeez.
Yeah.
Interesting. Stark contrast.
No love for the Wollongong boys, unfortunately.
Yeah. I've got City. I think, we can all agree that dominating South Melbourne is a very good first impression. Sydney FC, Victory 3rd. I think Popper's just going to gel this team together so well. MacArthur at 4th, despite their alleged off-field issues, they're doing quite well. Obviously, Federici retired, and I think they've got, Philip Curto there, so that's good. Western Sydney are 5th. I think Robinson's going to steer the ship this season. West United in 6th. I think Aloisi's done a decent job. The win last night wasn't entirely convincing, but, you know, once Rene Crin gets in there, I feel like he's going to manage the middle of the park well. Brisbane Roar in 7th. Don't really have the quality. Jets looking better at 8th. I think they'll be quite good. Yeoman's a really good leader for them. And I feel the foreigners, Daniel Pena, scored the free kick yesterday, was really good. Wellington Phoenix in 9th. I don't know. I feel like Talai's a really good coach, but they haven't really got the quality in. Stephen Taylor retired on the edge of the season, so difficult. Mariners in 10th. 10th. They've lost Stajic. That's why they're in 10th. Adelaide United in 11th. Again, a case of other teams being better. And I think the Phoenix in last, I feel. Look, Talai's a good coach. Oh, I'll put them twice, mate. What have I done here? Who am I missing? I believe I might be missing a team. Well, there you go. The Glory. I feel like they'll sorry, put Wellington put the Glory in ninth, put the Phoenix last.
Okay, yeah.
The Phoenix, yeah, just again, they've lost Stephen Taylor. I think for the Glory in ninth, yeah, Sturridge will be good, but he's going to get injured sometime this season. I don't wish it on him, but yeah. You know, he's obviously going to light up the league in terms of his personality and stuff. His haircut stuff was brilliant. But we'll see what happens. And Tomo, I guess you can run through this quickly.
I'll do this as quickly as possible. So I've got Melbourne City on top. I think it's a unanimous decision that City are probably going to claim the minor premiership again this season. They've shown now, and we've spoken about this quite a bit on the show, Neil, that Melbourne City, they are now, they're the bench, they're the benchmark when it comes to what Victorian football should be like. A great academy, good culture.
And their front three is entirely Victorian.
Yeah, exactly.
Socceroos well. So,
And like their NPL side was flourishing before the cancellation of the NPL season two. Sydney FC second. I think they're probably the ones that are going to be very hard to beat over the course of the season. I've got MacArthur third, similar to your thoughts, 2-0.
They've got Danny De Silva, Juric, De Villa, Noon.
Some big signings. Yeah.
March. Jordan March.
I think they've got good foundations to finish in the top four as well. Even though, you know, they've lost a lot of their lost two big names, one in assistant coaching capacity and one as a playing capacity as well, and some other stuff that's been happening at board level as well. I've got Victory fourth. I think this is the season for them to bounce back. I don't think they'll make a massive dent in finals, but I think making finals is what Tony Popovich wants to do with this side, and I'd like to see this happen with them as well. I've got the Wanderers finishing fifth. I think the Wanderers, they're primed to have a consistent season as well. Again, probably not going to make the biggest in finals, but making it there will be a good step ahead. Adelaide United 6. I've got Adelaide and Central Coast. You can chop and choose because I'm very bullish on both sides. Mariners have lost a few big names. Adelaide have lost a few big names too, but I sort of look at their youth a little bit and say, look, they're going to grow. And I'm very, very big on Carl Veit as Adelaide United coach too. I've been a big fan of Carl Veit for a while now. I think he's going to be really good. I've got Perth Glory 8th. Newcastle 9th, Western United 10th, Brisbane Roar 11th, and I think the Knicks are unfortunately going to finish bottom of the ladder as well.